If you see me before, you know I don't normally do music stuff, but it's my my ambition by 2015 to become an entirely music-based act. I'm about to embark on a journey. A journey by train. But it's also a journey into my own past.
Well,
go back to working a library where you have to be quiet. Like that?
Yeah.
Well, I've been watching the musical comedy acts and I've noticed that audiences are a lot more forgiving of poor material if it's performed by song or the guitar.
So far behind the times, he was ahead of them.
There must be a sideboard to all of this, which goes, Ted Chippington, hardly anyone else will know who he is, and then I'll play it, and people go, this sounds like rubbish, and you go, well, you don't understand.
I was walking down this road, and this long-haired chap comes up to me. I said, do you want some LSD, man? I said, don't be stupid, mate, we've got decimal now, you know, pounds, shillings and pence, no good to me no more.
Here,
well, there's not
saying
much
these things.
There's not much content, and there isn't much form.
I'm standing here.
Well, there's not
saying
much
these things.
There's not much content, and there isn't much form. Time is passing.
I was just someone doing something, you know, for no particular reason.
I do like comedy, but I just don't like hardly any of the comedians, you know.
Walking down the road the other day, this chap comes up to me.
He said, how far is it to the railway station?
I said, 1 mile. He said, 1 mile? Ah, 1 mile,
roughly speaking.
And you know that can't really be bad.
No. You'd be pleased to know that you've scored the highest rating ever on the NAFometer. That was pretty appalling, if you don't mind me saying so.
Well, I find that quite shocking, actually, that you have to say that, you know.
You didn't find that funny, then? Well, I do. Thank you.